And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Bat Conservation International and the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance is challenging a proposal to build 3,800-home subdivision along the Brackett Cave southern boundary. That's going to happen at tonight's city council meeting. Bracken is home to the world's largest population of bats. Nightly, they emerge tens of millions of these Mexican free-tailed bats from the Bracken Cave, just 20 minutes north of San Antonio in central Texas in Comal County, and it's one of the world's great natural phenomena. And we want to hear what you have to say about this. Should San Antonio be helping to build this new subdivision? Are we courting an ecological disaster? Give us a call. This is going to monkey with San Antonio's main water supply, the Edwards Aquifer. The number to call, 614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email your comments and questions to thesource@tpr.org. That number one more time, 614-8980. And with me in the studio to talk about this issue, Annalisa Peace, Executive Director of the Greater San Antonio Aquifer Alliance. Welcome to The Source. And Malia Bayless, Director of Conservation for the Bat Conservation International. Welcome, Malia.
Thank you.
So the Brackett, what's it like to sit out there and watch all these bats pour out of this massive cave hole in the ground?
Oh, man, if you've never seen it, it's really hard to explain. I know a lot of folks in San Antonio have been out there, and it starts out as just a couple bats trickling out of the cave, you know, a couple little wing flutters here and there, and you're kind of waiting in anticipation to see what this is all about. And then all of a sudden, it just erupts into this tornado of little winged creatures flying in a circle around and above you. And the sound goes from just a couple wing beats to the sound of rain or, you know, fluttering, and it just captivates you. You can't even explain what it's like unless you've seen it. It's really one of the most marvelous things I've ever seen. As a biologist and as an individual, I find it completely spiritual.
Now, this for you, Amalia, this is about bats, but for Annalisa Peace, longtime water advocate in San Antonio, this is about water and the aquifer, right?
Yeah, and this is just one of many high-density subdivisions that we have been opposed to out of the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone. This one is a little bit unique because the entire subdivision is in Comal County.
Right. So, but you're going to San Antonio City Council tonight at 6 o'clock, and you're going to protest or explain or challenge the thinking. Why? What does San Antonio City Council have to do with this thing that's way out there in Comal County?
Well, we think it's time to have a discussion, for one thing, whether San Antonio Water System, SAWS, should be supplying water to Comal County, especially when they're looking at some very expensive water supply projects. So that's one discussion I think the community needs to have. But the other discussion is it smart to spend money putting infrastructure on the Edwards Aquifer Recharge Zone and asking SAWS ratepayers to subsidize that when it impacts our main source of water supply?
Now, the Bracken Cave, I mean, it's not like they're going to be putting houses right next to it. I mean, they have a buffer zone already around it. There's land that's been purchased by the county and by other groups trying to preserve this area. So what's the problem?
Well, BCI owns about 700 acres, directly surrounding Bracken Bat Cave. BCI, Bat Conservation International, our organization, which was purchased. That property was purchased with a combination of public and private funds, both for aquifer recharge and also to protect the Bat Cave. There's about a half a mile or so between the entrance of the cave and the southern boundary of our property where the houses are proposed to go right up against that edge. What we're really concerned about, this is the largest bat colony in the world. This is not just something Texas should be proud of. It's something the United States should be proud of, and quite frankly, the world is proud of. And what we're really worried about is these bats have been here for 10,000 years or maybe more, supplying ecosystem services to farmers and dotting our night skies. And if we put 3,800, 4,000 homes right next door, these people are going to have bats flying over the tops of their houses. And these are the same bats that get into our bridges and parking garages and things. And what we're concerned about is that those residents are going to kind of get fed up with the bats. They're going to say, do something about these bats. They're a nuisance. We don't like them. And so we are really concerned that, right now the bats really pose no risk or very little risk to anyone. And by putting a high-density development in close proximity to those millions of bats, I think we're creating a situation we don't need to create, which will likely have unfortunate consequences for the bats when people start calling for
You put the houses in this area, the people have their neighborhood and they want to enjoy their evenings, and then it's full of bats and it's like, oh my God. And so they say, you know, county officials, you need to seal up that cave because these bats are a nuisance.
Right.
So it's kind of like the airport effect. People move out to the airport and then they say, what are all these planes doing out here? So we're not putting the forward thinking into what's going on here.
That's precisely our concern. And the bats, quite frankly, deserve more than that. And they're important to our agricultural industry. And I think that needs to be considered as well.
We are getting a lot of phone calls. The number is 614-8980. Let's go to Julia. She wants to jump in the conversation. Julia, welcome to The Source.
Hi, thank you. I have two comments. One, very quickly, those bats are a world treasure. I mean, we need to do everything we can to protect them. It's the largest bat cave in the world, and we can't mess that up. Number two, maybe bats are a nuisance if somebody's living out there. They kill billions of insects for us that are not biting us. So we need to protect them for our own sanity.
All right, Julia. So she's saying, thank you so much for those comments. Appreciate you calling in. She's saying these the bugs by the tons are being eaten by the bats. You remove the bats, you got tons of bugs.
That's absolutely true. There's been some research in Central Texas that shows that bats save Central Texas farmers about $750,000 annually, which is almost 30% of their profit. For many people, that's the difference between profit and loss. And there's a recent study published in the Journal of Science that estimate that the U.S. bats provide about $23 billion in annual benefits to U.S. agriculture in the form of reduced pesticide use and reduced crop losses.
So Annalisa Peace from the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance, you're hoping tonight that when you go to city council, what?
Well, first off, we would like them to rescind, to put it on their agenda for a future meeting to rescind those service contracts for water and wastewater service.
So you don't want SAWS to provide water to them, even though they've got an agreement?
No, and especially not the wastewater, because they're going to lay those sewer lines up Elmhole Watering Creek, which is a major Edwards recharge feature. So we really think it's not a very clean practice to be putting sewer lines up recharge creeks where if they leak, they will go directly into the aquifer.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking about the subdivision Galo. Is that how you pronounce it? Galo subdivision, 3,800 homes being planned for Comal County, just near the Bear County line, near the Bracken Bat Cave, one of the world's largest colonies of bats. And people are saying these two things cannot live side by side together. What do you think? Give us a call. The number is 614-8980. We certainly would like to hear from people who support the development. Please give us a call to get both sides in. This is The Source on KSTX. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back. And welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We all know San Antonio is growing, but is it growing too much? Maybe in the wrong places. There is a proposal for a development near the Bracken Bat Cave in Comal County, near the Bear County line, 3,800 homes to be put there. But some people are saying this is a bad idea. Two of those people, Annalisa Peace, executive director of the Greater Edwards Aquifer Alliance, and Malia Bayless, director of conservation for the Bat Conservation International. We do have some callers. We need to get to them. John's been waiting patiently. John, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. I'm thinking I really am at a loss how they would even consider to build such a project for something that's a phenomenon just down the street from San Antonio. And I also think that it would be political suicide for anyone who votes to put in something so unneeded as a subdivision. I mean, we must have hundreds of thousands of acres where to build beautiful subdivisions, and they want to pick it. They want to pick a place where kids could eventually end up damaging the area, because that's what kids do, teenagers do. If anything, I think city council should try to buy at least another 1,400 more acres around that area to protect not only the bats but our Edwards Aquifer recharge zone.
All right, John, good comments. Thank you so much. So this has happened before. The county, this plot of land that Galo owned was twice as large at one time, and then the county went in and bought a big chunk of it with help from the Army because they are trying to preserve the habitat for the golden-cheeked warbler, which also should take pressure off of Camp Bullis, allows the Army to use Camp Bullis for their training exercises. So if somehow they were to shut down this development, do you think that we'd be able to, the county or the city or someone else, be able to offer a fair price to Galo and they'd be able to recapture their investments and keep the area clean and pure and help the aquifer and the bats?
Oh, I think that'd be absolutely marvelous. And we could look at seeing using Prop 1 funding from the sales tax for the Aquifer Protection Initiative. It hasn't typically been used in Comal County, but that's something we can look at. And there are also other sources of funding. I think there's different grants from national corporations and things like that. So I think it would be definitely worth the city's money to pony up, because this is a seriously incompatible land use, this development.
So the train has not left the station on this. There's still things could happen to change the outcome.
I think so. But I think if the city council's smart, they would also immediately rescind the service contracts, because that will affect the purchasing price.
Okay. More callers to get to. David has been waiting for a while. David, please join us on The Source.
Thank you. My name's David Ribble. I'm a biologist, and I've had the privilege of seeing natural wonders around the world, from Serengeti to Tierra del Fuego, et cetera. And Bracken Cave ranks up there among the natural wonders of the world. And this housing development will ruin the experience. It will ultimately affect the habitability of this cave. And I'm just calling to agree with everything that people are saying, and that the city council really, really needs to do something, or we're going to be really sorry for our future generations not to witness this phenomenal, phenomenal sight. So
David,
very much.
David, are you there?
Do
you think people from this could be a world-class tourist attraction, that people from around the world would come to visit this event?
Well, people already do come from around the world. It's an interesting attraction site, because you don't want to ruin it with too many people, and BCI has done a good job of managing that, and they're continuing to open it up and provide opportunities. But I guarantee people already come from around the world to see this. I think your BCI guests will attest to that. But it is a world-class attraction site that deserves protection and respect.
All right, David, thank you for your phone call. Appreciate that. So, what do we say? I mean, environmental tourism is a big thing. So this is something that could pay off for San Antonio if we take care of it.
Absolutely. And he is right. People from all over the world, excuse me, do absolutely come to Bracken Bat Cave. In fact, we have Bat Conservation International has a petition circulating right now. We're looking for 15,000 signatures to present to the city council tonight. And of the signatures we had at 9 o'clock this morning, we had 72 countries around the world represented, and all 50 states.
Okay, Sheila is on the line. She wants to join the conversation. Sheila, welcome to The Source.
Hi. The first comment I want to make is I have had the privilege of actually viewing the Bracken Bat Cave at dusk. And there is not a phenomena more empowering. I mean, it's like one of those coming to God moments. It's so fabulous. They are very picky how they teach, how they bring people in. I can't see it being a tourist attraction. It's too valuable. My big thing is these bats are federally protected. So shouldn't the state and the federal government be more involved about deciding about the development that goes on around them? I know with birds, they're federally protected, but I know these are mammals, so I'm not quite sure where it falls in there. And I'd like to get BCI's opinion on that.
All right, Sheila, thank you so much for that phone call. And so let me check in with Myla Bayless of the Bat Conservation International. So are bats federally protected? Are they an endangered species?
Yeah, hi, Sheila. This particular species of bat, the Mexican free-tailed bat, is not federally protected, unfortunately, or we'd be having a different conversation. I will mention, though, that they are the state flying mammal of Texas. They've been recognized by the legislature, and they are on the Texas Parks and Wildlife State Wildlife Action Plan Species of Special Concern list. So they are recognized by the state as a state wildlife species of concern. But that doesn't come with a whole lot of regulation or legislation, so they are not federally protected. A lot of species are, though, but just not this one.
Okay, our phone lines are open. You can call in and join the conversation, 614-8980. You know, when you put up 3,800 homes, you create a lot of jobs. There are people that, want to move to this area. We do have to have homes. So, are you anti-growth? Is that the problem? You don't want to have new subdivisions?
No, not at all. And if you look at a map and you can look at our website, aquiferalliance.org, or the Edwards Aquifer Authority's website and see a map of the recharge zone, it is a really small geographic area, and it's incredibly perverse that most of the development in Bexar County over the last several years has been going in on the recharge zone. But other than development on the recharge zone, we are not anti-growth, and we're just saying just don't do it on the recharge zone, so not on top of our water supply, because we 2 million people rely on that aquifer for their water supply, and there are indicators that prove that this high density development is polluting the aquifer.
Well, we keep hearing about we have this fund, the tax fund here in San Antonio, part of the sales tax, to buy up property to protect the recharge zone. If it's such a small area, why hasn't it been protected that way?
Well, it's a large area where it goes through all the counties, because it goes from Hays County all the way down to Uvalde County. But it's a narrow band. It's a narrow band. And so here in Bexar County, the Prop 1 funds haven't been used as much because they feel a lot of times that they can buy more acreage or more conservation easements and get more bang for their buck down in Medina and Uvalde counties where the land is less expensive.
Where there's fewer development.
Right.
All right, more phone calls to get to. Cindy, welcome to The Source.
Hey, hi. I want to just mention that I have been to the Bat Cave. It's an awesome thing to see. If anybody can go, they should. But what I wanted to bring up is that this development is over the water aquifer, the recharge zone for the water. And the first thing people want when they put in a housing development is pristine green lawns. And so in order to get that, they start spreading weed and feed everywhere, which is full of chemicals that are not supposed to be used near any water source. And then they want to kill every bug that's in the area, so they start spreading chemical insecticides and things also not supposed to be used in any water area. So, you know, that's a very critical thing, being above the recharge zone for the aquifer.
All right. Thank you so much for that comment, Cindy. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Any reaction, Annalisa?
Yeah, because, the constituents found in stormwater runoff, such as you describe, have definitely been identified in the aquifer. But then there's the subsurface pollution that comes from sewer lines and sewer spills that's also of concern. So
right.
Every aspect of a high-density development.
Just all that development's going to cause. Okay, one more call. Victoria, thank you so much for calling in. Welcome to The Source.
Thank you. I'd like to make one comment directed at BCI saying, you've made a great effort to get rid of some of the urban legends about bats. And I wonder if you could comment about that, first of all. And then second of all, as far as the city of San Antonio, this is in the ETJ. It's not in the city. And, San Antonio has made a phenomenal effort to take things that are part of the city and rejuvenate them, like the quarry and the Pearl Brewery and all the other things. They don't throw anything away. They, make it part of the city, and I would like to see them do the same thing in protecting the cave.
All right, Victoria, thank you for those comments and that question. So can you talk about the myths of the bats and clear that up,
Sure, I'm happy to do that.
Bats will not fly into your hair and set up, put a nest in there.
Bats will not fly in your hair. They're not mice. They're not blind. They see quite well. In fact, their echolocation augments their sight. It doesn't replace their sight. They don't all suck blood. There are only a couple species of bats in the world that are vampire bats, and they lap blood.
Okay, all right. We're running out of time. Real quickly, so you're going to city council. Do you have allies on city council? Anyone on the council who has stepped up and said, I've got your back?
Not so far. We're hoping after tonight we will.
So you're trying to put some pressure on these council members and make them realize people who have run on office saying that they're going to protect the aquifer, that it's a big part of their platform, and now it's time to put up or shut up.
That's correct.
And so what about, and what's the follow-up?
Like I said, we are hoping that SAWS will actually rescind those service contracts. That's the first start, and then start working constructively to see how we can permanently preserve this land.
But, you know, when I've talked to some people on the other side of this issue, they have said that there is plenty of buffer land already around the Bracken Bat Cave to protect it, and that is sufficient. So, and you're saying that's not so. So tell me again why that's not so.
Yeah, I don't believe that's true, and for all those reasons I described. The bats and their flight path, they fly into the prevailing wind when they leave the cave. And unfortunately, Mr. Galo picked the exact wrong place to propose this development. There's a map on our website, www.batcon.org, and it shows the flight path of these bats that we've learned from looking at Doppler radar, and they fly directly over the property. And so we are very concerned that those property owners, A, are going to buy a home and not be aware that they are going to be inundated by 10, 20 million bats 3 or 4 hours a day, twice a day, and then call for the destruction of this marvelous resource.
All right. Well, we will see what happens tonight at the city council meeting. Thank you so much for joining us. Annalisa Peace, executive director of the Greater Edwards Aquifer Authority, and Miley Bayless, director of conservation, Bat Conservation International. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back after the NPR news.